we're back.
Yes, we are back.
Oh, I should probably not watch TikTok. Wait a minute, we're recording.
Let me show you this TikTok.
Oh, we're recording. Let me just keep on doing what the fuck I was doing.
Dude, is TikTok like the most used app you have?
I don't know. I don't check. You know how it gives you that, like, yeah, weekly gives you usage? I don't check it.
Wait, does Android does that shit? Like, it sends you like your screen weekly time. Usage and like your screen time?
Or does it just fucking freeze?
Does it just let it consume crash, you because like, that's what Google wants?
So you can check it though.
Oh, you can check like how much you fucking.
It just doesn't pop up as a notification.
Yeah, like, it doesn't like random
Apple
bump.
Users.
No, it just. Wow, if
what
you
a garbage
check,
phone.
Apple makes you feel guilty, or like at least.
Like, it's like, hey, by the way,
you're fucking watching too many YouTube videos for 5 hours.
You wonder why your battery's running out? It's because you fucking use it too much.
Yeah, no, it's more like if you want to know, you can just go through settings and find it if you want to.
Mine's always like, you went down certain percentage. And I was like, cool.
Nobody texts me. Cool. My shit drives like cool. Well, thank you so much for coming back and listening to another episode
of
Opposite Our Thoughts.
Thank you so much.
For coming.
Oh my god,
thank you. Yo, y'all know who Awkwafina is, right?
Yep.
Dude, she's getting
said it to the Asian side of the table.
The Asian side knows, but dude, she's getting hit up with the whole black scent because she's from
that's
New York.
She's been getting that for a long time.
Because right when what was it Shang-Chi came out, or no?
Oh,
after
wait, before then, she was getting it. It's just she's more famous.
But she's getting it
no,
now.
Right
she
after,
she's getting it, keeps getting it.
No, well, she came out with black scent. The issue that people are having is that she
like
had
when
it.
I do Ebonics, like sometimes when like
no, hers is like she had she used black scent. Before she got super famous, and then now that she's super famous, she stopped. She's like,
okay, what do you mean she used black scent?
Like
it was
her
something
her
that she
had her entire persona at the time was like,
I'm the girl.
I'm
from the
like
Bronx.
This. I'm fucking this Asian chick from the Bronx. And when people pointed out, she's like, oh, that's just how, you know, I speak. And then all of a sudden, after Crazy Rich Asians and then
she
all this
starts.
Other
but
shit,
isn't it,
she stopped.
Wouldn't it just be she's more aware now that it can be taken the wrong way, so she's trying to lean away from it? Yes, it can be like more of like, oh, hey,
I mean, yeah, but
up,
I mean,
but
people are still fine.
But I mean, even in the climate
but like now
of
she's
like,
not doing it, so isn't it like she's like, okay, I understand, so I won't do it no more.
The argument against her is she used black culture to become famous, and then once she was famous, she got rid of it.
Yeah,
and they're like,
she got the clout using.
Yeah, she. That's what
was it?
It's
just
the same
the
thing.
Accent?
I think it's just like
is the culture the accent?
That's what I'm saying.
She had some mannerisms too, apparently. Like
she always kept throwing wet signs up when she talked.
Yeah, she did talk with a lot of hands and stuff like that. But it also like to
but
defend
that's not like like everybody.
It's the
talks
same
about
argument
hands.
That people make about black facing memes.
It's
they're
not
like,
what do you mean blackfacing memes?
Social
you haven't seen people
blackface memes.
Blackface memes, like social justice warriors have said that meme culture blackfaces, so they use black mannerism and black memes to persuade like emotions because it's the easiest way to like get clout. But they don't call like you know they don't give homage to the actual
what the
people
fuck?
That are in it. Like obviously one of the most popular ones is like Oprah. We use a lot of Oprah memes because Oprah herself is a very emotionally like her face shows a lot of emotions a lot. So like
what
people
the
are
fuck
like,
this is a real thing? Digital blackface. What?
I don't know.
Bro, I stay away from controversy or stuff like
but
that.
Like when
how
people,
is this even controversial? Bro, like how is this
but
even
they're like it's very popular in non-white or non-black communities to use those memes to make a joke, but they don't actually want to give homage to any of the actual black faces or like black people in the image.
Right.
Like homeboy that did the that's one of the like a big news one, but he's black.
The
but he doesn't get any actual recognition for himself. Meanwhile, like people like BuzzFeed made documentaries about all the white memes and where they are now.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
I see.
So they're just like, it's kind of fucked up that you guys give so much credit to the white memes, but then the black memes that y'all use more, y'all don't want to give any credit.
You know what's crazy? You know who doesn't do that? Off Center. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, rate this podcast if you're listening to audio.
That's how you know we use it?
Yeah.
But then.
But no, that's crazy. I didn't know that it was. Do you think that's like. Okay, like let's be real. How much of it is intentional, bro? Like, how much is it like? Yeah, we're gonna. Just
it's
be
not
like
that it's super
racist.
Intentional. I think it's just.
It's not intentional, but
I
can see why
think,
they have
like
rights.
When it comes to like black people memes, they're just funnier than white people memes.
Because they have more, like, I'm not going to lie.
Because, like, more in the beginning of memes, it was always, like, oh, crazy girlfriend or, like, oh, fucking nice guy Ryan. Or the baby doing this. Yeah, but like then, that shit got boring super quick. With the black guy doing this and, like, yeah, the fucking question mark black guy. We're
hold the phone.
Yeah, yeah, like, hold the phone. Like, those are all fucking hilarious.
Did you just say the what guy? That's Nick Young. You didn't know that?
I don't know who Nick
He's
Young
a basketball
is.
Player. Oh,
yeah. Okay, congrats.
Okay, John, I'm sorry. You watch
me again? You didn't know it was Nick Young? Really?
No, I didn't pay attention.
He doesn't watch basketball.
I watched. I thought it was just a...
No, it's a MTV or it's a E channel. They were following like certain NBA players in his episode. His mom said something like that's out of pocket, and he just looked at her like she's the dumbest person ever, and then looked at the camera
That's like super specific, and we would never watch an E show pertaining to a fucking basketball player.
After he became MVP,
no, because after it became a meme, he started running with it real hard. Like he'll like when he dunked on someone, and then they go for a block, he'll just look at them and be like. You look right dead ass at the camera and go, and walk away.
Shit, I would do.
Like he rode that meme hard.
Dude, I would too. Like, okay, what would you do if you became a meme? Like, would you embrace it? Like, would you like fucking just squeeze as much juice as you can? Like, what's a good example? Do you remember that the two people, the two dudes? It's one that had Daddy Long Neck. The white guy that had a long ass and then fucking
thick just
neck.
Like fucking Island Boys.
Yeah.
They're just writing it.
Like, would you write that shit? Like, if you somehow like your face became memeable like overnight,
not
would you
like
be like
them,
fuck
but
it?
Like,
no, probably not.
Yeah, not like them.
I feel like because it just
because like you see some of these like meme people like on commercials like
yeah you would but then for me I personally just start getting stale because then that's just feel like that's the only reason why I'd be known.
You're saying that in our group where. We constantly make the same jokes over and over. Daquan.
hey, y'all are the one that makes the jokes more. I say it like maybe once or twice.
Yeah, that's digital blackface, John.
We appropriate in here.
We appropriate. No.
John's we're appropriating that Nguyen's getting his back blown out.
Dude, who sent me? Kimbo sent me the raps. The homo raps. That's just hilarious.
But it's just. God damn.
Dude, you be sipping on that fucking
juice. It's a month.
Juice.
It's been a month.
No, it's not been a month.
It's been a month.
No, it hasn't.
It's been a month.
I feel like it's been less than a month.
It's been a month. No, it's been a month.
I feel like it's been close to a month.
No. Yeah, I think we're reaching maybe a month.
No, we bought it.
4 weeks.
We bought it the weekend that me, Lewis, and Cho hung out right after New Year's.
Wait, so quick question. Like, you haven't smoked a cigarette, right? Like, how long?
Going on 3 months.
3 months and you?
Like, I'm not allowed to answer that question because everybody gets all butthurt about it.
Why?
They're like...
Like a cig... I'm not talking about nicotine.
Yeah, the one time I said I quit smoking, they're like, but you vape. That's the same thing.
But that's different, bro. Like, cigarettes and vapes are two different things.
That's why he specified,
like cigarettes.
Cigarettes since Christmas.
That's not... You know what? Not bad.
Mine was out of choice, and then I ended up being angry.
Do you
like,
know?
Oh, right. I remember why I smoked these.
Did you notice an immediate like?
Yeah.
Do you, notice an immediate like? Huh? You don't.
You've had one since?
No. I haven't had one since. But like, the anger is more less subsided.
What does that mean?
I'm more angry. Annoyed, easily annoyed.
What makes you angry?
Easily agitated.
Yeah. Easily agitated.
Which is, I feel like, is a very common side effect of.
Yeah, nicotine withdrawals are real.
But
yeah.
Like you vape, bro, or no?
No, I haven't even. If I vape, it's when they're here and they have one. I'm gonna probably start doing it just to like see if that like will calm down.
It does and it doesn't. If you're doing it so
and
you
plus
quit
for
the
fucking
habit,
vibes too, you know. You
if you're doing it to quit
vibes, bro.
The habit,
oh, Vape Nation. Fucking Joe, bro. What you were saying, John? Sorry.
No, I forgot. I don't know. Like, so when I first started vaping, which was like super when vaping was like
trendy,
like it was super big.
I thought it was in the beginning. You vape when like machines
you
were
you
looking
started
like
vaping like almost right out of high school, didn't you?
No, out of fucking
like no, it was
no,
really
when
like
he moved
back
from
back
commerce.
When he came back, no.
So that was like in commerce. I was smoking. You know, not as heavy as you guys,
baby.
But I was smoking cigarettes, and then I came back, and then I started vaping. But that's when like vapes were like kind of just starting to like
it
get
was
more
very
popular.
It wasn't shit like this yet.
No, it was either pen, like
a e-cigarette, pen.
Better
like
pens,
yeah.
or
like
RDA, like actual RDAs, like yeah, the ones where you pop the cap off and have to re-fucking juice the cotton.
There was no
that's
like
when
in between.
Re-juice the cotton.
Yeah, that's the those are the RDAs.
I
where
remember him having one that like he literally was soaking the cotton.
It was literally, and the thing that sucked about those the RDAs is that like. You could only get like maybe two or three good pulls from it
and
before you had to re
after,
fucking soak
yeah.
it. Before you had to re
this is when Chell was always tinkering.
Yeah,
when we hung out, it's just constant.
Yeah, and but that was like you know super early. But
this motherfucker doing alchemy on the spot.
Chell looked like he was like into steampunk. Because it was like a whole.
It was like a fucking like brass tube.
Yeah, like bronze, like a bronze tube.
Yeah,
this motherfucker's like sheathing it and just
Yeah,
dude, it
looked like he was reloading a gun all the time.
It was such a pain in the ass. I fucking hated it. And then like years later, that's when they started pulling out with better mods,
better
like battery,
shit.
Like battery and pod mods. But
because then when we were gonna get into that, I don't know what you wanted to. I think you wanted to do it because you wanted to look cool.
Whoa!
Because literally, no. Let me finish first.
Not a part of this.
Let me finish first. So the reason is because Nguyen doesn't like. He would occasionally smoke the cigarette, and it had to be fucking like a menthol, and like it would be very rare that he'd even smoke. So when it came, like I was just. This was when like I was considering to stop. So I was just like, I went to you, and I was just like, what. Let's go one day to get it. And then he was just like very adamant to get one too. But she didn't smoke.
Yeah, I did. Around that time, I was smoking heavy because it was around last year.
This is like pre antidepressants.
Yeah, this is right before
I
got
antidepressants.
So
was,
I was smoking cigarettes.
Like
this
was
like
a couple months before he was on antidepressants.
Yeah, like, dude, I would go outside and smoke like four cigarettes.
Dude, I remember
just because you don't see me
no,
away from me,
no.
It doesn't know you're fucking lost.
No, Louis
my demons,
see it.
I hide them, bro.
Louis did see it because I remember we would always get kind of annoyed because you would light one with us, but you smoke menthols and we smoke non-menthols. Mm-hmm. And then we would be done with ours. And then you would light another one right when we're about to go. And then you're like, I'm in the middle of a cigarette. And then it was this motherfucker. And then he sat down. And because we waited for you to smoke your cigarette, we ended up smoking another one, too.
We were very much of just like.
So I made you smoke more? I'm
No, our impatience.
We're very much of like the courtesy of just like, oh, after you were done, we're done. And the conversation or whatever is over.
But I'm a chain smoker.
But sometimes
bro, like,
it would suck for me more because John. Would smoke like a fucking chimney.
Dude, it's so easy to chain smoke. Like, it's mad crazy.
That's why I'm saying vape, plus or minus, depending on your habits, man. Because if you're doing it to quit smoking and you're a chain smoker like me and Nguyen were, vapes become like your worst enemy. Like, sometimes when I'm at work, I purposely leave this in another room, or I've legitimately had other people put it up for me so that I don't know where they put it up because while I'm working, that 80 hours, that room's fogged up.
It's a fucking sauna.
The one time I
looks
like
every EDM show.
The one time that I was on a sensu bean for work, because I didn't sleep
at
all.
Oh, dude, when you're on a fucking, well, at least for me, when I was on it, like.
When you're on that hyperbolic time chamber?
Yeah, when you're about to fight Cell.
Bro, when I was.
I skipped Super Saiyan 2. I went straight to 3.
Yeah, dude, when I was on it, it was like, I don't actually vape a lot when I'm on it, but like when I start coming down is when I start hitting it more often. Like I immediately, because like sometimes I'll take it and then for like the full like 4 to 6 hours that it's like, you know, like pumping, I maybe pull on it maybe once or twice when in those 4 to like 6 hours, but right when I'm starting to come down, I start hitting it more often.
The same thing happened to me. So the morning part, so it was the Friday. It was the deadline's always right at lunch for me to turn in most of my work. And I took it like maybe 2 hours before my shift. And then I'm peaking at the beginning of my shift. And then I turned in all my work and I was like, whatever. Go to lunch. I went to the restroom, came back. And then when I was coming down for the second half of my shift, apparently I was puffing too much, because then when I finally walked out of my room to go pick up Durs, I walked out and just I look, I straight up look like the Dave Chappelle sketch.
Where fucking Charlie Murphy.
I just came out like that, and I was like, I walked out, and I turned around and saw all the smoke still following me. I saw the smoke trail of me. I went,
look like
shit.
Fucking Voldemort. Dude, when he came back to life.
And I had to come back. I went,
the boy who died.
The boy who lived.
The intro of like, fucking Thriller.
And I was like, shit, dude. I turned around and like, you know how like when you're coming down, your thought becomes a little too logistical or like logical. Like, you know how like emotions are kind of cut out from your thought process when you have a task to do. So I'm like, I'm walking out and I'm like, dude, it takes me 5 minutes to get to this school. And I turn around and see the cloud. And I'm like, that's enough time to clear it up. Turn on the fan. Turn on that candle and leave. And then even then, he walks in the room. He goes, it smells like peaches. I'm like, I mean, I get it down
I got
in
my
Georgia.
Peaches down in Georgia.
I get it down in Georgia. What do you want?
Okay, like, the thing is, like, what? Well, the one thing is why I don't, like, do vape anymore is because that motherfucker sold me. Because
he gave it a job.
No, yeah, I'll give it a job. But, like, what's it called? Like, that motherfucker tricked me on buying, like, that CBD Delta 8 bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
You mean Omicron? No, I'm just kidding.
When we got there, I was like, you probably won't even get high from this because you do it so often.
You're an actual pot smoker.
Yeah, and like this is CBD, no, so obviously. Allegedly.
No, I'm not. Everybody's just quiet.
Yeah, just watch like, him while he streams. He totally isn't.
Yeah, but like, I told you because it's like, it's CBD.
I just
like,
realized
you won't
that
get it.
Your stream is going to be 40% of your ceiling. Just every 5 minutes. Yeah, chat, that's real funny.
You're like,
the worst thing is,
why does it sound like they're lighting flints?
And then all you hear is,
exactly. He doesn't. You would think he would light it, take a hit, and then blow it out, then turn the camera down. No, he takes a hit and then turns the camera down and blows the smoke.
Yeah,
we're just like, your facade has been ruined.
Because like they can't. I could be like, dude, I have a fog machine, bro,
coming out of my mouth.
It's some fucking cinema magic, bro.
No, say bro, I'm just hiding my cigarette smoke for my wife.
Just say you're vaping.
But the thing is, like, what I hate about it is that I got tricked into that, and then, like, I guess because, like, originally they gave you two thingies, right? What they're called?
Pods.
Yeah.
Pods. And that, like, you can, like, put the flavor in, like, what it, I had two flavors, so I was, like, intertwining both.
Don't.
And it just fucking
leaks.
Yeah, it leaks. It leaks, and then
even if you have it like completely sealed,
bro,
and you put it down, it will leak.
That's
leak.
What happened to mine. That's
so
why
it
I
combined
don't have a pot
both,
on it.
And it's just terrible fucking scent. Yeah. And I couldn't do it.
You just run through one, and then you have another one as a backup.
Yeah,
that's
why my pod did it fucking up. So I don't have one on it right now. And that's why I don't smoke.
I mean, I need to get a new coil. My coil is burnt. Fuck, that shit is fucked.
But like so far in your living space, nobody gives a fuck about your vape, right? Or is everybody's
their
like,
mother
man, who
probably
the fuck
does.
Is burning
they
pancakes?
The thing is, weirdly enough, they don't notice the smell.
Fuck, I've been
they didn't know. Apparently,
drizzling
I thought,
maple syrup all over the house.
For real, dude, that's how it smells. It's thick, dude. Like,
it is a thick.
It's a very thick smell.
Well, it depends on what you get, because I mean, his is more lighter on
this
the end.
Motherfucker goes
like a lot of the fruity
every day.
A lot of the fruity ones are super light, but like the fucking like yogurt, any yogurt or like any type of like
also an ice. I noticed ice has a lingering smell.
Ice is super like it sticks.
I thought they meant actual ice. I was like, I've never smelled ice.
No,
in my
like
life.
They every pretty much every most brands every flavor they have an ice version, which just means has a menthol aftertaste. And I'm like, bro, first of all, get the fuck out of here. I didn't like menthol cigarettes. What makes you think I want menthol vape juice?
Menthol like that but bad. Don't smoke.
Okay, I'll ask you a question here because I was curious to see like because you know you've mentioned flavors, right? It depends on the flavors and
how
it has to have a nice umami.
Umami. So would you ever? And I was curious. I was like, I want to know what like some of the weird like e-liquid flavors are. Like,
the ones that are weird are like the jam ones, which is supposed
jam.
To be like
there's a pickle one.
Dude, if I got you
a roast chicken.
No.
Come on,
guys.
You don't want a roast chicken vape?
Sounds
you realize
terrible.
That just
dude.
Ruins the whole fucking pot.
What about garlic?
No, I don't like garlic that much.
Bro,
really?
Yes, I don't like garlic like that.
A little bit of bacon.
Little
but
bacon
you can
black
fuck
pepper?
With garlic, you just don't fuck with it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bro. Like you're not when I see people, when I see bro, people eat like pepper, whole cloves of garlic, I can't fucking do that.
Dude,
or like, there's like
I
a
hate
whole
that trend. Have you seen that they put honey in the
yeah.
jar? What the fuck
well, no.
is wrong with y'all?
Well, honey, and like garlic has been a thing, but people lately have been doing the fucking TikTok trend where they get like
roasted garlic.
No, they get like pickled garlic, and then they put like chili, sriracha, chili powders
into
and, like,
a vape.
Roast
No,
it's
just
like
in the
a
jar and they eat it straight like that.
Yeah,
and
they just eat straight pickled garlic that's like spicy garlic. I'm like, no, I
fuck
don't
out of
fuck
here.
With garlic like that
I
to do that shit.
Slap it on some wings, bro. What the fuck's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, like I like garlic. I just don't like garlic like that.
But you like seafood, right?
Yeah, I love seafood.
Okay, how about if I got you crab legs?
No.
Come on.
No.
You tell me what it dude, this is
Cho
like,
stream is going to be a e-juice
taste
test.
E-juice taste test.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
English
I'm
breakfast.
Getting the hint of the sea.
Sounds terrible.
But would you try it, though?
No.
Like, just wants to see
no.
what. Dude,
this one tastes like my ex, if you know what I mean.
How about you buy one and you get one and
I
then
would
you try
would,
it on the street?
Yeah, but I want to see your. Because you vape. You know the notes that have.
No, but I prefer fruit. Over
yeah. over savory?
Yes.
I don't even get the sweeter as ones. I went to the vape shop the other day. To get
eat savory, but like as like just a taste in your mouth, sweet would be better.
I don't know, bro.
You want a lingering like fucking
you just want to you want to blow out air.
I don't
taste
know, bro.
Steak?
But you never ate. It's just a taste.
What a fucking cock tease, bro. You blow out a bunch of air and then you go,
Wagyu.
Quarter pounder. Wait, witchies. What the fuck? No.
Tomahawk.
That's a quality burger right there. You know what that was? Burger King.
Bro, that'd be the ultimate diet like plan ever.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, because like, you're tricking your brain.
You're
right?
Not though.
No.
'Cause science. Your brain's still gonna be like.
Do people that
empty.
Say that bullshit like that? Like, I fuck. God, shut up.
What do you mean? Do you not believe in diets?
I don't believe in
I do, but I don't believe in fad diets.
What do you mean by fad diets? Like keto?
Keto.
Fad, yeah.
Like keto is the worst type of diet you could
dude,
do.
I agree. You would lose weight. I tried
you
keto.
You would
but
lose
you
weight. But you're fucking like fucking your cholesterol level at that point.
Really?
Yeah. Like you're fucking
dude,
up
you're
your
eating nothing but meat.
You're fucking up your
and cheese.
Internal organs because you're just eating fats. And
like
you,
a,
it's
like
and
a
it's
warrior.
Not good for you.
Like a warrior.
Like people say, yeah. People are like, oh, I've lost 60 pounds.
Like I'm Dothraki.
Like, have you seen people talk about carnivore diets? I think that's
yeah,
like
oh my God.
The dumbest fucking thing ever.
I hate.
They're like, I eat nothing but beef every day. And I'm like, and you wonder, you may be losing weight, but you wonder why you're not able to run ever?
Yeah, and you're wondering why you lost that toe.
Dumbass.
Yeah, like
they're like. I'm on a carnivore diet, and they lift their hands up, and they're just shaking. I'm like, yeah, that's called your body needs nutrition,
nah,
bro.
Nah, baby, that's called energy that is stored.
that's
I'm ready for a run
that's
any
called,
day.
That's called entering the speed force, Barry Allen.
Dude, the only person that's gone on one of those fat
you
diets
can't
that
see
had a legitimate argument
force.
For it was Jordan Peterson. He straight up was like, I went on a carnivore diet. And essentially he was like, well, think about it. People weren't even supposed to live past 20. So why are you trying to preserve your life? And I was like, you know what? I can't argue with that. It is true. Life expectancy is too damn long now.
Yeah, but fucking, yeah.
80.
I hate fat diets. Fat diets are the fucking worst.
They can be delicious.
They can be delicious. I'm sure keto would be amazing, but
I love meat.
It would fuck up your body,
dude. I love.
We know.
It would. Oh, I lost 60 pounds, but for some reason my cholesterol levels are just so high. I fucking wonder why you're eating a fucking wrap. That's the wrap is just melted cheese.
I lost so much weight, but my heart rate is ridiculous.
God, sometimes when I breathe, my heart just hurts.
Don't even talk about a flight of steps. Two stairs is enough for me.
Yeah, dude, God. I fucking hate it.
I've tried those fat diets. They work, but like,
yeah, because
the only
a fat
diets.
Guy. Yeah, the you make for a fat and you eat like a fat for a fat.
He's in the fucking indie band for a fat.
Dude, Kyoto's so pissed at the recording studio right now.
Wait.
Oh, I was like, why are you Jake? I've been. But no.
I think the only diets that work is like fucking the actual regular like meal plan diets,
but
and
it's
then
not even that.
Fucking
it's
intermittent
just,
fasting.
Counting your
counting calories is something you do if you're actually super into like
isn't it caloric intake or some shit like that?
Well, caloric intake is just a basic
Yeah, that's why I have a calorie calculator.
Yeah, that he never uses.
I do use it.
Yeah, people
it took the beginning of the year.
No one uses it as a real calculator. It's 4. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
People that count calories or like count their macros and shit are like the people that are super into bodybuilding. The ones that actually have to make sure like
they're reaching a certain.
But the thing is that if you want to lose weight, you have to intake a certain amount.
It's just the recommended amount, which is like, I think 2,000 calories, which isn't, I mean, it's not hard to hit, but you know,
it's not hard to hit and it's not.
Fast food's amazing.
It's easier to pass.
Fast
food's amazing. Think about it. Just a Big Mac meal is already, I think, 70% of your intake.
Yeah.
Because it's 100 and
sodium, it's way more than you need.
It's 1,000.
It's way too much sodium.
A medium Big Mac meal is like 1,000.
Did you see their new hack menu?
Dude, it's so dumb. I just saw that. I was like, hack menu. This is just
so
dumb.
Okay, their breakfast menu is literally just a sausage, egg, and muffin and a hash brown. I'm like, people have done that for years.
No.
I'll make double with fucking nuggets and
chicken nuggets.
Okay.
The craziest one is the last one, which is the filet of fish.
The serpent cheese. Wait. Hold them up. So, fun fact, most of those items that they have on the hack menu are been hacks in the community forever.
Yes,
like everybody's done the surf.
Which is surprising. Like, why they didn't just bring the fucking McGangbang?
Exactly.
Like,
that's
the biggest
what I'm saying.
One.
Yeah.
That was
realize
the biggest
that.
One.
Realize that's the
like
one that they avoided bringing up. Instead, they put nuggets and mac sauce. So
they're
can,
just like, we can't
they
call them McGangbang. We can't label this.
One, they know that people want.
We're a family. We're family store.
Our mascot's a clown. Come on.
We have family values in this restaurant.
It's funny, their work around it was like, we can't, if we put the McChicken patty in it, people are just gonna call it the McGangbang. So we'll put nuggets and barbecue.
Next thing you know, we're gonna have toys fucking.
I love that they're trying so hard to avoid the McGangbang as a thing.
But there's a different name for it too.
What do you mean?
I remember watching. So there were.
If you don't call it a McGangbang, you're a bitch.
So like it's like on YouTube. I remember watching it where like they do all the hacks, mm-hmm. and they had the McGangbang, but they called it something different.
I guess it's just different everywhere else.
The
but
one
I know
that I don't
sure
like is the fish fillet one, the land and sea. And then
airline
and sea
bro.
Is with the chicken.
But
I don't like
it's
fish
the
fillet,
fucking.
Bro.
I saw the picture from like this is the craziest shit I've ever seen coming out of McDonald's. Dude, this burger is like fucking this tall or some shit in the picture, and it's got fucking just.
Do you know in reality it's not though, right?
Oh, in reality, I'm sure it's like half its size. But even then, it's fucking.
Realize that you're wasting
huge.
A lot of its bread too.
Yeah,
you have to take all
just
that
take bread,
the bread
out. Just take the bread out.
I eat it with the bread. What the fuck?
No, but I'm saying on the picture they're taking the bread out.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
So
no,
you're
they
just
serve
tossing
it with
pieces of bread out.
They serve it without the bread too.
Oh wait, you can order it like that.
So you the hack menu is essentially they got rid of the bread for us. So everybody that did the hack by themselves at home, where they pulled the patty out and did it on their own, they skip that step and
that's
then charge you more.
That's a whole 10 cents.
Because realize this ordering the land sea. Yeah, it's a little bit cheaper because it's 3 sandwiches compared to their sandwich. But like the surf and turf, you're actually still paying way more for than a quarter
y'all
pounder.
Fuck with the fish fillet.
No,
I like the fish fillet.
Oh no,
I heard the fish fillet.
I tried it once because people like
good. I don't like tartar sauce.
People hype the fucking bun on that bitch, and that shit was disgusting.
The bun is amazing.
It
like
is,
no, not
it
the. I'll give it that. The bun,
say,
the bun
it looks
is
like
better.
The bun is like
the
same
bun
bun.
Is better.
It's like a brioche.
But the fucking actual like everything inside that bun is fucking garbage.
I need to go. Need to go
pee. But go dude, pee. You know I learned that McDonald's their training actually disallows them from referencing the McGangbang.
Why? Because
they just want to disassociate from it so badly.
Because it says gangbang.
Yeah, because it's a derogatory term.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's what we do in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. It's when multiple men bang a one woman.
No, I thought gangbang was like when you, like,
no.
You're in a gang.
No, it's
and
when a girl gets
penetrated.
No,
men.
There's two definitions for gangbang.
Yes, the hood term, but everybody
that's what I'm
associates
saying,
cause
that's
it
the first time.
The
okay, the first time I heard gangbang wasn't, like, a girl getting demolished by, like, 18 dudes. It was.
But even then, gangbang in the hood term,
time,
it means that
I'm
you
saying.
Murder.
gang bang definition. How about we start with Webster and work our way up.
It's gonna be Urban Dictionary.
Oh shit, never mind. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say
it. It was medieval times. It was rape.
Yeah, but dude, even if you like say you pull up,
no one's just like ooh.
They
understand. And cut.
It's protocol that you if you order if you say McGangbang to them, they have to act like they don't know it exists. Even like younger people have to pretend they
but
don't.
But that's a stupid. That's a stupid rule to like follow. If you're following that rule, like,
because I heard
you're
some people
your job a little too hard.
No, man. Because I also heard that some people get fired if they just put the order on. Like, even obviously, what do you mean? Like, what, say, like,
if they order like everything separate to make a gangbang.
No, say you pull up and you say, "Can I have a McGangbang?" They are supposed to say, "I don't know what that is. How can I help you?" Essentially, like avoiding that word. So, like, apparently some person also got
fired.
Can
I get a McQuaidus?
McQuaidus.
Yeah. So, apparently someone got fired because they...
All legal, consensual coitus burger.
Like, cruelty-free.
consensual coitus burger.
So, like, even if you, like, you pull up, you order it, and they, like, they don't say it themselves, but they put a McChicken and McDouble on your order, they can get fired for that.
That's okay. That's
can
stupid.
I get a McChicken and a McDouble and make them a little freaky, if you know what I mean?
Like, that's the thing. You can order those two things. Like, that's the thing. McDonald's knows that people are going to order it regardless. So if you order it separately, they're not going to care.
Yo,
but
if
you
McDonald's
pull up.
McDonald's employee right now and you're a manager and you fire someone for ordering a McGangbang and they took the order, what are you doing?
Like, you have to have them say McChicken and McDouble. If they say McGangbang, you're
bro.
Gonna type anything.
You
in.
Know what's best? Missy Elliott should fucking collab and make the McGangbang and get your freak on.
Get your freak on. Oh my god! Call her manager right now, dude. Call it fucking McDonald's representatives.
Call up call Missy Elliott.
Yeah,
no,
Missy
why
Elliott.
Would I call her?
Because she needs the she
wait,
needs
wait,
to
wait.
Collab
pause
with
real
them.
Fast. Watch her.
F-O-1.
Clean as fuck.
So I was over here just pump it up.
Well, you're fucking, your sandals got
my boy
a suspension
walking on.
System, dog.
Dude, you know what was funny? I told my pops.
My boy got it fucking, like fucking.
Hydraulics up there.
Hydraulics on the hoe.
Right when we were done talking about
got
that,
a G-modded.
I asked my dad if he wanted a pair for Christmas as a joke.
A pair of what?
Air Force One. He was like, what do they look like again? And I showed him. He's like, oh, yeah, my friends wear all those.
Yeah,
they
do.
He's like,
and they're all black Air Force Ones.
No, they're all white ones.
No, bro.
They got to be crisp.
Most people watch fuck with the whites.
And
you
I
want
was like,
a crisp white. Color?
I have some white Air Force.
And I was like, bro, can I get you a pair? And he was like, yeah, I love that. And then he walked away, and my sister was like, why do you want to get him Air Force One? And I showed her the meme, and we're laughing about it, and he comes back out, and he's like, I don't want it anymore. Just because he, right when he heard us laughing about it, he was like, I don't want to be a part of y'all joke. Fuck y'all.
He's going to wake up.
My mom didn't know that we were referencing the meme. She was like, what's going on? Why is he like telling you guys, what's he yelling about? And I was like, well, I wanted to buy him some Air Force Ones, and he doesn't want me to. And she's like, well, why not some Jordan? And I was like, exactly what I was talking about. Exactly what I was talking about.
Point taken. Oh my god, dude. Ah, damn.
Oh, also, we fucking just fucking came out of another fucking storm of winter.
The last.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't even that bad.
Winter came and left in like a fucking day, and people were freaking out.
Which I'm not mad because that shit sucked. Like,
I fucking went to work. It wasn't that bad.
When did you go to work? Second day?
Thursday. Because that was my Friday, so I was just like, either go to work or call in. And then my brother was, we worked together, so he was just like, I'll just give you a ride. Because he rented a car from us. I was like, so I go there, and then I'm literally sitting down for 4 hours. And knowing my brother, he's just like, we're leaving. So I text my boss, and I was like, all right, well, my mom made tamales. Y'all can have them, bye.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even that bad.
It got crazy. So, like, after I left, that's when it started, like, snowing, which looked great. It looked dope as fuck.
But it looked cute. For
fucking sucked.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
Aesthetically?
Old as fuck.
Fetch.
Fetch.
Honestly, like... People overreacted for this one. This one, they even said, I mean, it was just going to snow. But
it was a weekend thing, and not even a full weekend. It's gone. No. Yeah. It was gone.
It was
gone coming, starting to...
today, dude.
No, yeah, we said that it was going to be gone by, like, Saturday evening.
Yeah.
All the snow would have been gone. I mean, I fucking woke up at, like, 7 this morning, and I walked outside, and, like, all the roads were clear. I was like, huh,
yeah.
It was already gone.
I drove yesterday just to, like, go to the bank, and everything was fine. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
My area, the bridges were all frozen over. And even that's why I was like, you guys, when you guys were saying about recording on Friday night, I was like, I mean, you guys can take the chance. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, can you live in a gated community with moats?
I think,
and
I think
like
outskirts
bridges.
That's the one thing about living on the like outskirts. Not really like, well, I wouldn't say we're like in the city, but we're like city adjacent where it's close fucking enough. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by the outskirts?
Like John, in the ghetto. He doesn't live.
John lives
in
a different city, dog.
Yeah, like John doesn't
that's
live
not the outskirts of a city. That's just a city.
John lives on a different
outskirts of like the main,
on a different monthly pay.
I live in a different tax bracket. Get it right, boys.
Yeah. Like the different outskirts of like Dallas and Fort Worth. We're like in the middle of it, so they kind of clear us out first.
Yeah.
Like while when you're in like,
the, but motherfuckers were still going. It wilded me out. Even
when you're on the ends.
Even on Thursday, motherfuckers were still going out.
Probably because
everybody was still going out.
Probably because your tax bracket could afford us no tires, even if they didn't need it.
No, they couldn't.
Bro,
I heard from a group.
They got that all-wheel drive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that. But I heard from a group, they were like, yo, the roads are iced over, so homeboy with a 4Runner is just going to pick us all up. And they drove to fucking Carrollton from my area.
Carrollton was clear, too.
And they were like, we just didn't take tollways. Or we just didn't take any of the highways because, you know, they were still icy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how long did it take y'all to get there? They're like, no. And
no,
I was like,
they could have gone
fuck
up
that.
They could have gone up 35. It was clear. The only thing that was like the toll roads over.
But the thing is, like, with that shit, like, it sucks.
I think they are just being cautious.
And I was on the bush. I was like, the bush wasn't even that bad.
Again, I think they're just airing the caution.
Because I remember when I had to drive, like, in the
we're
snow.
Going, my brother was going speed limit. Bro. And that shit was freaking me out a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We might have done a couple donuts here.
Nah, he did it for style points.
Yeah, he did a 360 in the highway.
Yeah, it's like Mario Kart.
You say that as a joke, but he actually did. No.
What was he driving? Fucking Escalade?
A Jeep. No, a Jeep. The truck one.
What's the Jeep
Cherokee?
Truck?
No,
the truck. Jeep truck, like the Jeep truck that has like the bed.
Yeah, Lang. It's with an L.
Latitude,
longitude. Jeep truck L. I don't know.
Gladiator.
That's not an L.
That's
dog.
Not
an L.
It has an L in it.
It has a silent G. Get the fuck out of here.
It has an L.
It's not called Gladiator.
That's how the Greeks said it. Gladiators were during Rome. The fuck is this a history lesson?
Guys. Medieval times, there was no G's, it was L's.
I don't know about it.
I mean,
I'm talking about in life, there was just L's in life.
I was going to say, demonic plague, they took a lot of L's. Yeah, man.
Dude, fuck that, bro. I'm glad that COVID never got to that point, because that would have been...
It would have been depressing
it
if
been
it got
depressing.
To that point.
It'd be depressing to even come here and do a
like
podcast.
Back then with the bubonic plague.
Imagine if we had indoors. To do a podcast, the bubonic plague. Just had to burn my family's corpse. Anyways, did you hear what happened with Valkyrie?
Digital black flakes is crazy. But no, dude, I'm so... Dude, that would be fucking terrible.
So NFTs.
NFTs.
God, dude, I hate. There's something called. Apparently, their new thing is called like Web3 or some shit, which is like the new web or like the new
like an internet.
Yeah. Dude. So apparently, like
what the fuck, Web3?
I watched a very small video on it.
It's the new internet.
But like, it was like Web1, which was like the very beginning. Then Web2 is what we're currently using, which is like all the information and all that shit. And then Web3 is supposed to be like NFTs.
Where like
and
you're
like,
living in it.
I don't know, all this new bullshit. I'm like, man, just
you
shut
guys
the
keep
fuck
on
up.
Talking about this, and all I hear your voices instantly converts to Gary V's voice. For me, when I hear NFTs,
who's Gary V?
You don't know who Gary V is?
No,
he's like a social media influencer.
Oh, is he the guy that
the older guy?
is he the fucking dude that like that said something about like starting a wine business?
Yeah, he did start a wine
inspirational
business.
Dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't just sit on your ass, fucking.
No,
go
but
on
people
eBay,
gotta
buy some
be
shit.
On the grind.
You
gotta
know
be
why
on the grind.
I don't know
how
why.
Much money do you make. See, you could turn that $400 profit into like
I don't know
10,000.
Why, but my TikTok
with my seminar, just 3 easy classes how to get rich right before a YouTube video.
Hey, Gary V here.
First of all, y'all impressions of him is terrible.
And then there's like a bunch of like booties around him and like a nice pool. He's like, you want to know how I got here? Pay $19.99 for fucking 10 months.
And you can hang out with Snoop Dogg too.
I don't know why my TikTok has just been blowing up with people that do impressions of him. And like,
I don't even know how he sounds, but
it cracks me up because they copy his mannerism. Like he has like, I feel like he has a little bit of schizo because he always is chewing on his nails. But like in like the
crazy way.
What do you mean?
So, like,
what do you mean in a crazy way?
So, like, if someone asks him a question, he'll be like, what do you mean by work? Are you putting the actual hours in? And then he has a really squeaky voice, so everybody impersonates that. And he's like, look, I think the future is NFTs. Because he does a lot of air quotes for some reason. So, dude, like,
I hate NFTs so much.
So they
make sense, though.
But they make so much fucking money.
Yeah, they do make sense. Not dollars yet.
Dude, there's a guy apparently that my friends know that, like, he apparently has a bot that'll sometimes buy NFTs at, like, a much, like, smaller amount. Mm-hmm. Apparently he had this one specific NFT, and he had, like, 10 of them, and he sold it all, but it recently hit, like, I think fucking 5 digits or some shit.
So he fucked up, is what you're saying.
So he could have sold all of them for almost a mil.
Oh, no.
But, like, this guy has, dude, this is the guy that, like, he trades, he fucking does NFTs, he does, he resells shit.
But this is his, like, whole,
this,
like,
is his thing, like, grind. So your friend is Gary Vee.
Basically. Now, Gary Vee's even old school.
Does he go to yard sales, too?
Apparently he does.
Yeah, he's Gary Vee.
Apparently he does.
What do you mean by baseball cards?
But, dude, no, like, Web3 is pretty much the
Web3 is, like, Web3 is, like, the new internet.
It's like
the new metaverse and, like, all the new NFTs and all this shit.
Yeah, you can
and
buy
people,
property.
Yeah, and people are, like, are blowing up, like, metaverse is gonna be the new thing. Like, buy property now when it's cheap and then sell it for when it's, like, millions of dollars later. But I'm like, you know, that's if it takes off with the general public.
I think it is, man.
I mean,
the amount of young people, like, investing into NFTs for no goddamn reason.
Dude, I have other
influencers
friends.
Are doing
Why?
It.
But the fact that influencers are doing it.
And then the influencers are the only one that are actually walking away with it for, like, with money.
Dude, from what I've seen, some of my friends are making, like,
but
fucking,
what's the,
like,
purpose of
thousands
it?
Of dollars.
Is it just to say you
it's,
have it?
It's so what an art. NFT is.
But it's to say you just have it.
I got Joe doing the air quotes.
Literally, NFTs. all they are.
NFTs here on the Web3?
All they are is just a fucking, it's just an art.
Like a
picture,
digital code that
you
have,
you don't own the picture, but you own the fucking hyperlink to the picture.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Why?
You own
it
the fucking website link to the picture.
Why the fuck do I give a fuck?
And then people get pissed off when you copy there and save their picture, and then you start using it. They're like, don't fucking, you're taking my shit. But it's like, you own the actual original thing.
But you can still copy and paste it anywhere.
You can take their NFT pictures and do whatever the fuck you want.
But your ass can't own the Mona Lisa, but you can have a picture of the Mona Lisa.
No.
It's like you own one of the original Mona Lisas. But
there's only one Mona Lisa.
No, but this is the internet, dog. There's so many. Like, you can replicate.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what's original or it's not.
You,
like,
get the clout of saying you own the original.
Exactly.
No, you don't even own the. You just own the picture frame
to
the original.
You own the frame.
No, the NFTs.
You own the frame.
NFTs
are.
Everybody
else is taking pictures of it anyway.
Yeah, you own the picture frame, the frame itself to the Mona Lisa. But anyone else can take a picture of it and fucking use the actual picture, and you can't do anything about it because you just own
originally
the frame.
Why the fuck do I care to have this?
Because when you're in the Matrix, bro, you're going to have a cool-ass monkey right next door.
That looks like Slim Shady, bro.
That's all.
A picture of it.
Yeah, you can still take the picture and use it yourself. It's just the guy just owns the original.
It's kind of what comes to. It's the same thing with art. I'm just like, that's cool. Still wouldn't pay as much money as people do for it.
But the original intention was for artists to make money, because too many people were like, especially digital artists, when they post something, they don't really get any money back from, like, viewership from it. So by selling the right, which they're marketing to the fucking bourgeois people, they're able to make some money back. But then fucking influencers took it and made it cloudable.
Well, they do. I feel like it's also, like, scammy, like how it happened.
No,
with
they
Bitcoin.
Can't, because there are some NFTs that have taken it from original artists and they don't credit them and they just make profit off of it.
That's gross, man.
So while it may have
so
been
it's still
used,
a scam.
Yeah, it's still basically
a scam.
It's still
scam.
In its early stages.
Yeah,
so a lot of bullshit still happens.
Imagine being the motherfucker that, like, you're like, you saw, like, Van Gogh's work, like, at, like, the thrift
did
store
it.
And you bought it. You're like, fuck
hey,
it.
You know what? I'll give you a dollar for that.
And then later you
already chopped off your ear, my G.
And then you flip that Van Gogh for, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The same principle, but, like, in a digital platform that, like, they're pushing, because, like, that's what Mr. Marky Mark Zuckerberg is working on. Like, like making the metaverse it's a reality fucking, to the point.
All you need to know is that it's so bullshit, stupid. But they make stupid fucking money off of
it's
it.
The same,
that's all
it's
it is.
The same concept as what happened with the
like again,
Banksy,
even you guys explaining
back?
This to me.
It's fucking
and again,
dumb.
You're explaining it very like one sided. Like you're not.
No,
you're
we'll
not
get
sipping
Gary
the Kool-Aid.
On the pod to,
you
to
guys aren't sipping the Kool-Aid to like make it seem like you guys are into
yeah,
it.
No.
So I'm like, you're giving me like the shit version, I would say, to like someone was actually doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, even any kind of explanation makes it seem like it's just like,
honestly,
it seems stupid to
the
me.
The only reason I'd get into NFTs is because it's
profitable.
Such a volatile market that if you could spend like maybe $100 and you can make like $10,000 off of
it.
That's the only reason why I'd get into NFTs.
It seems like it could be profitable. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
that's where it's currently at. It's like there's people that are in that situation where they're flipping it and making reasonable profits. And then there's people that are just like, I got money to blow. Let me sell it. Let me buy as expensive as possible.
Just
yeah.
give it to me, dog.
Because a lot of like the NFT artists themselves are like, don't even understand why people are buying their shit for that expense that much.
Yeah, it's just a stupid market.
It's just hype.
It is hype, and guess what? Hype can make you a lot of money.
But
bro.
It's also like very good commentary. It's kind of again, it's like that Banksy thing. That
like
remember a while back, Banksy had that art piece that he put on auction and ended up selling for like $3.6 million.
But then he like
and
fucking
then he shredded it. Right
shredded
there.
It like halfway
oh,
through.
Apparently, did you see the one where
and then
Banksy
it sold for more?
Wait, did you see?
Yeah, the shreds it ended up flipping for higher value.
So did you see that Banksy actually like did something on a wall, and then a guy that owned the building broke like destroyed the whole wall
just
and sold it.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
a shitload of money.
Not surprised.
Yeah,
smart. I mean,
so the, and
it's
then
a whole
I heard
brick
which is crazy.
Wall.
Like how a street artist is making that much fucking money.
Yet no one
like,
knows who he is, though.
No one knows who he is.
He's not
he
making
just,
the money.
Damn.
A guy sold it because he did it on
but
his.
But no, but like, it's just crazy. Like the shit that he's drawn.
The art museum itself, he did make money off of that.
Yeah.
He ended up. I think
do people not know who he is still?
No one knows who he is. He's just like some unknown graffiti artist. He goes around,
no,
does
sick.
It.
That's kind of cool.
People freak out.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's like
it's
horrible
it's
money wise.
It's cool as
but
shit.
It's
but
cool
like,
as shit.
It's just crazy how he does it.
Some people say that he doesn't need the money himself.
He probably doesn't.
You know what's cool about it? Because
shit, if I was Banksy and they were selling for, I would ask for my fucking.
I would ask for
that. Bid thing, he donated all that money to like a hospital instead.
Yeah.
Do you think he's like a rich person just fucking?
Probably. It's probably just some rich artist
it's
that just
fucking
goes around.
James Franco, bro, just shitting out crowns again.
Shia
yeah, but like,
LaBeouf.
Yeah,
but the was it Shia or James that did that?
Did what?
The shitting out the crowns on a canvas as his actual art project.
I have no idea.
Dude,
the
one
fuck?
Of the actors did that.
Wait,
they apparently
shitting?
Went to.
Wait, shit.
They
went
to.
What?
They went to an art school and their final project. They ate crowns.
I wouldn't be surprised
and took
if
a
that
shit.
Was Franco.
Eight crowns.
I think it was Buff, though. I think it was Shia.
Could have been Shia LaBeouf.
I don't
and
fucking know.
Poop for art. I don't know if how to ask that question. Poop crown? No. There's a lot of emojis of poop with just crowns on them.
Why don't you ask, is like, what actor?
Just yeah, type in Shia what? Art school or.
But
James
what
Shia
I was
going to
say,
school.
It's more impressive that he is anonymous in 20. Like this
in
era,
this
next technology.
I heard his art's kind of like he's toned down.
No, but like
he does
nobody
very,
is identity,
very
bro.
More
like,
sporadically here.
But like in the 90s, you could easily do that. Real.
Yeah.
But like dude, nowadays, bro.
Did you know in NFTs? I heard someone actually did try to pull that shit. They sold a hyperlink, and then it sold for like a couple thousand. And then when you clicked it, it's that Spider-Man video, the two Spider-Men spanking each other. So the guy himself was like he live streamed it on like Facebook and he was so excited he like bid like 300,000 or something on it and he was like this is the unveiling, this is apparently a really big artwork, and they clicked it and then everybody was like is this a Twitch chat, what the fuck happened? It was like a bunch of bougie people freaking out because they just spent like a ass ton of money on a shit video that no one owns technically.
I can't do it. Yeah, the only reason why I get into NFTs is purely for
monetary
the profits.
Yeah,
it's purely for the
profits.
Profit like, it. I really don't give a shit about all the bullshit of having it as my profile picture. I would just much
we should make
stuff.
An NFT.
No.
Yeah.
No
do
one
it.
Would want to buy our NFT. Hell
no.
Buy our NFT.
I just streamed
$2 and then it'll cost $2 million.
Bro, no one gives a shit about us. I just streamed to one person today.
Two with me. Love you.
No, you didn't say shit in chat, so it doesn't
because
count.
What am I gonna say? Hi, John. Good chat.
I'll see you later.
Like, you weren't talking to me. You didn't ask how my day was.
Damn, bro.
Because I didn't know you were there.
Exactly.
That's well, true to you at ask? Least.
This turned into an argument. But anyways, I appreciate y'all, and we appreciate y'all coming back. But yeah, make sure you...
Oh, yeah. Make sure to check us out on all our platforms.
Yeah, Twitch. Mentioning Twitch, we all stream separate days. We are, on yeah. Tuesdays.
We are streaming our individual our days. Mine is Friday. Yours?
Tuesday.
Joe?
Monday.
John?
I got Saturday.
Saturday. He didn't get Saturday. He wanted Saturday. The way he made it sound was just like, he just threw it. I didn't want it.
I guess I do Saturday. Like
that. And Thursdays, we're all together.
Yeah, all together. I was going to say that. But
and then...
But yeah, no, we appreciate y'all, but we'll be back. Hopefully with
shout out to Kimbo for being my only viewer though.
Shouts out to Kimbo. Always shouts out to Kimbo and everybody else.
Thanks for coming, Sophia. I appreciate you.
Anyways, y'all take care. I'll send her thoughts. Bye.
Peace.
So speaking of entities.